From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. The Columbia Police Department is asking for the FBI's help to investigate yesterday's early morning fire at the Columbia Planned Parenthood facility. Firefighters responded to a small fire at 4 in the morning. The building sprinkler system doused the fire. Jeff Pitts is a spokesperson for the Columbia Police Department.
The fire was suspicious in nature, and so the assistant fire marshal notified the Columbia Police Department to conduct the criminal investigation.
The Planned Parenthood branch is closed today. The branch president said in a statement that repairs are underway and the location will reopen soon. The Columbia Board of Education is scheduled to vote on a revised version of an attendance area boundaries map tonight. The board is considering a plan to grandfather students and allow them to stay at their current high school, even with changes in the school boundaries. Jennifer Roberts leads a parent group called Start to Finish. The group wants middle school students to continue their transition to the same high schools as planned.
They have signed up for their classes already, and each high school has different class offerings. So they've already gone through this process of sort of a preliminary orientation.
Columbia School Board member Jonathan Sessions says he is interested in hearing the presentation tonight before making up his mind about what he thinks would be best for the district. Missouri has one of the highest rates of gun-related deaths in the nation, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. From St. Louis, Shayla Farzon reports.
The CDC has ranked Missouri 6th in the U.S. for overall gun deaths, including both intentional and accidental shootings. There were more than 1,300 gun-related deaths in Missouri in 2017, the most recent year available. Lori Punch is a trauma surgeon at Barnes Jewish Hospital. She says it will take a range of experts to address gun violence, including law enforcement, healthcare workers, and policymakers.
There is no way gun violence is going to change unless we see it in all its myriad forces that are causing it and approach them one by one with the expertise we all have.
Missouri's gun death rate was about 12% higher in 2017 compared to 2016. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Authorities say icy roads have led to at least one fatal crash and numerous fender benders. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says 55-year-old Sherry Jones of Sweet Springs was killed around noon yesterday when the SUV in which she was riding slid off the side of a slush-covered stretch of Missouri 127 in Saline County. The SUV then struck a signpost, became airborne, and overturned. The driver also suffered moderate injuries. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a St. Charles County police officer was involved in a rollover accident and two other officers slid into ditches. None of them were hurt. In the St. Louis suburb of Maryland Heights, roads were so slippery that two firefighters walked a woman to a hospital on a stretcher Sunday. Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.